All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Monday Night Ross, episode 2, here with the incomparable Gabe Ross.
Hello, everybody.
And
we've
also
done a second episode, so now this is a legitimate thing.
Uh-huh. And also,
you know it's Bob Fagety.
Always by my side, I'm Corey Poindexter. Welcome back, everybody. Today, it is July 25th.
Yeah,
I can numbers. All right. So last week we totally started off with this Raw recap, but
more like a recrap,
am I right? This week there's so much to talk about. We're not going to go through a normal just everything that happened recap. We'll probably get to that on Small Package this week. But instead, we wanted to go right away to
too many big things happens. Let's cover the highlights.
Gut reactions. Gabe, what did you think of the new era of Monday Night Raw?
Talk about kicking things off with a bang. New set, announcers in a new place, general manager and commissioner storyline set, all within the first, 5 minutes of the show. Holy crap. If this is the new era of WWE, not only Raw, but I'm sure what will be SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
We, I think, as the fans, are in store for some great stuff.
Bob and I were talking about this here. The first hour, flew by in such a good, refreshing way. I mean, Bob, didn't you feel like it just sort of, it was so much action in that first hour? The second hour maybe dragged a little bit, but on the whole, Raw tonight, I mean, seemed like it flew by.
Yeah, it was a great show. It's great to see a new theme song, new graphics. I'm not so hot on the Ram with an upside down M logo, but if
I noticed that too, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
If the biggest thing I'm complaining about is a logo, then Jesus Christ, Raw, you done it.
Yeah, it was definitely. I also very intrigued by the fact that there is no announcer's table at ringside anymore. Very NXT in the vibe. And that means that maybe we won't get a million announcer table spots outside of the pay-per-views.
I think that's what I'm hoping for the most, is that we get a break from that. It reminds me of the beginning of the Eric Bischoff reign of Monday Night Raw, just post that kind of that post attitude era Raw, still in that TV-14 time, but they're back away from the stage, which is fine. Their commentators are just where they need to be. Not going to get thrown through a table every week. Much, much needed.
And it definitely makes the announcer's table spot more meaningful, I feel like.
Oh yeah, it's not happening every week now. Like it was for a while there, at least.
Yeah, it's for the past couple of years, it felt like announcer's table spots kind of lost that umph. And I feel like to a much bigger degree, like you guys were touching on, man, that new set with the ring, the semicircle ring around the top of the stage with the ribbon effect on it, and just the aprons, the red ropes. I mean, it definitely felt like a much cleaner package.
Absolutely. Definitely a good move on the production design part. I'm sure SmackDown is going to have their own look, which I think is exactly what you need. You're building differences between the two brands. Real quick, though, going back to the announcers, something else I really, really enjoyed was that the normal backstage announcers were doing things that weren't necessarily broadcast to the whole arena. At the very end, you've got the interview with Roman Reigns, the music's still playing. Yes, it was still very gimmicky in the Roman Reigns character, stoic, whatever. But you've got that back and forth that makes it feel like a sporting event.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, there somebody's going to grab the quarterback who just lost, walking off the field, being like, "Hey, you just lost this match. How you know? Oh, we're going to take it back to the locker room. We're going to, you know, go back to the drawing board, get up some new play." You know, that's what happens on a football game. So on a wrestling match, why not? "Hey, you just lost that match. How you feel about that?" "Oh, you know, it's kind of lame what he said." But whatever, it was still refreshing, and it's interesting to see Byron like leaving the table to come down ringside. He was doing that with Sasha as well.
I didn't mind that at all. I thought that was great.
I was just gonna say, just speaking of commentators, real quick, there was a point during the main event, I think, where I said, "Wow, great play-by-play calls from Cole. He was doing some really good calling," and him on play-by-play with Byron and Graves on color, like that's a really good winning combination.
It was fantastic. Although it makes you wonder, was JBL the poison after all? Was it JBL's fault?
I say yes, it was, but that's me.
Gabe, what's your opinion on no JBL?
Well, I definitely think that Corey Graves is a better fit, and Corey P, I mean, come on, man, you've been wanting this for a long time.
I have been wanting
Corey Graves on an announced team for how long now?
I mean, I was calling for it with Mauro, but still, I think that Corey Graves definitely earned and deserves the spot on Raw.
And he's very good as a heel commentator, which is obviously what JBL was doing. It's what he'll still do,
right?
You know, come SmackDown. But I think it's a better fit. These guys aren't stepping on each other the way that JBL does. And granted, that's kind of JBL's character, but I think that will be easier to do with Mauro than it will Michael Cole.
Now, we've talked a lot already about the presentation. Fantastic presentation. Everything about the show feels revitalized. New entrance song. It's all new. It's all fresh. It's a brand new Raw. But, man, talk about just opening up with just some great... Although, I will say this. I think that the Universal Championship is kind of a silly name. Bob, I feel like you also...
Yeah, it's a silly title. Like, why not just call it the WWE Universe Championship? Why do you have to add the Universal? Like, it just... It's just is a goofy name. Okay. So that's just
the
me.
Way I see it is the same. You know, unless you're going to start including people from Mars or Venus or Jupiter or whatever, it needs to be the world championship. I think just creating a title to create a title, you know, doesn't really work in this sense. It's Monday Night Raw. It needs to have something legitimate. You know, call it the heavyweight championship. It doesn't have to be the world championship. But, you know, there has to be... I'm not a fan of the name.
Name aside, though, opening up the show by talking about two Fatal 4-Way matches, and boy, howdy, what Fatal 4-Way matches we got. I mean, tonight's like card itself, you know, a few matches that were just okay, but, I mean, when the worst matches on your card are just okay matches, I mean, what a night. We saw... I want to go ahead and get to this first. We saw a title change. We saw Charlotte lose the women's championship to Sasha Banks, her first WWE women's title run.
The boss is here.
Oh my gosh. And especially coming off of Battleground, with which we can talk about maybe for a second at the end if we have time, you know, with Bayley coming out. Such a great 2 days for Sasha Banks. And also, hellacious match. Some very powerful, strong moves. Sasha with that move off the apron, the double knee drop to the shoulders. I mean, man, it was just a brutal match. Gabe, what was your thoughts on the women's match?
Wow. I mean, blown away, you know, for starters. I thought there were a couple of times that, like, oh, crap. You know, diving out of the ring, you know, Sasha kind of missed that a little bit. I thought, you know, she had hurt herself, and I, like,
found... Are you talking about that scary spot,
you know,
where she dove?
Over my mouth, like, holy crap.
Yeah, that diving spot was definitely... Yeah,
she just face-planted.
And they showed a replay of it twice. I was like, please don't show that. That was terrifying enough the first time. Sorry to cut you off. Continue.
No, you're fine. So there was that Charlotte's moonsault off the top rope. Whenever you've got like 18 to 34 year old guys, you know, the key demographic in the Attitude Era chanting "Holy shit!" at a women's wrestling move, like, I mean, that is amazing.
The crowd was definitely awake.
In and of itself, it was amazing.
Yeah, the crowd was definitely on their feet and awake for the entire match. Nia Jax didn't get quite that reaction.
That's a nice change from women's matches.
Right. Nia Jax earlier in the night in her squash didn't get quite that reaction, but still a very strong appearance in her squash. But, Bob, I'm interested to say, do you think that Charlotte still looks strong in this loss, however? What do you think, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she put on... She had, like, probably the biggest spot of the match with that moonsault to the outside of the ring.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, and you can't say she didn't. Like, that was a fucking brawl. That was a fucking drag out, knockdown, like, two wrestlers giving it their all in the ring match. That was not a pushover. That was not a knockout match. That was very evenly matched.
I also very much appreciated, you know, a lot of, you know, it's something that not every wrestler gives us. Kevin Owens is obviously the master of the hot camera mic lines, but I did very much appreciate Charlotte screaming, "You'll never take this championship from me. You'll never beat me," to Sasha, especially the fact that it happened right in that final sequence when Sasha got the counter, got the bank statement, you know, everything in this match too, especially even the technical spots when it came to having the foot under the rope and, you know, a lot of reversals and complex sequences. Like you said, Bob, that moonsault, there were several of them too. But the one to the outside was definitely the riskier and, you know, high risk, high reward, as they say. What a match. Gabe, I'm sure you appreciated the callback to Eddie, the Viva La Raza, you know, cheat, lie, steal, throw the belt at your opponent, pretend like you got hit.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed it. Again, just what a great night for Sasha Banks. You know, and then, you know, at the end of the match, you know, again, tying that back in with the announcers, you know, you're getting that, you know, hey, you just won reaction, you know, like that gives it the sportsy feel. It doesn't feel, you know, that feels more off the cuff like they have been doing the past several nights. It's right. It was the perfect cap to that match.
So we also had the two fatal four ways tonight. Finn Balor making his debut on Monday Night Raw in the matchup he had. Let's make sure I get this correct. It was Rusev, Kevin Owens, obviously Finn Balor, and Cesaro. Fantastic match all around. Great energy, great performance.
It's interesting to note that Balor gets the pin on Rusev. He gets the pin on the U.S. champ.
Well, you know, the Fatal Four Ways, when they were first booked, I thought it was very interesting because, you know, at the very top of the show, of course, as a viewer not knowing, you know, what the plan is for the night, you think, oh, wow, you've got eight people that really, you know, have a good idea, you know, could really take this title and run with it. It's a brand new show, so anything can happen. All storylines are kind of out the window. But then, you know, as the matches kind of concluded, I mean, they were great matches, excellent, storytelling, you know, hitting spots and everything. They were great. But then once you saw, okay, Finn Balor won. Okay, that's a great sign of, you know, something could change. And then you realize the second fatal four-way, oh, it's Roman Reigns. He's going to get this.
But they did did book it really well for the main event that way.
That is true. And I think, you know, my initial thought going into the main event was, okay, you know, this could set up, you know, a rubber match between Rollins and Reigns, and, you know, it's going to be more of the same. But no, being that it's a brand new Monday Night Raw, Finn Balor gets the win, and so now we see Roman Reigns not the title picture anymore. So kind of makes you wonder what kind of behind-the-scenes stuff happened while he was suspended. or what the plan is with him going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that prior to a couple months ago, the last Reigns clean loss was in FCW, and it was against Adam Rose. And then he hasn't lost clean all the way through NXT, all the way through WWE, up until like just his past recent booking. So clearly our reign of Reigns, the unstoppable, is drawing to a close
rapidly as well. So a lot of great matches tonight. Obviously Finn Balor going over Roman Reigns to get the match against Seth Rollins at SummerSlam for the Universal Championship. A lot of great matches on the card tonight. Overall, we're going to try to wrap this up, keep it brief. I know you're not feeling too hot tonight, Gabe, so we'll try to get your ass out of here, as Stone Cold would say. we're going to try to get your ass out of here, Gabe. So out of five, what would you give the show?
For me, easily a 4.8. out of five.
4.8.
I mean, it was that good.
All right.
This, again, representative of a new era. That bar is pretty high.
Wow. Bob, what would you give it out of
five? I'm going to dock it just a little, but still, I was going to go with a 4.7.
Wow. So, that brings us to a 9.5, if I can math right. Is that correct? Yeah, 9.5. So, I'll go ahead and give it an even 5.
Wow, going all the way out.
I was very impressed by how tight everything was, how well-oiled this machine is looking. It's a new era. It has me actually excited. 3 hours of wrestling that honestly only felt like an hour and 15 for me. I was in love the whole way, so I guess this week we're going to give it an even 14.5. Very close to a perfect score, Raw. Let's see if next week you can fix it. Gay, while we have it on here real quick, we're going to wrap up in just a second. You had an exciting week this past week. Would you like to tell the small package audience who you got to meet this week?
Oh, man, what a great weekend for me. So it started with Friday. We had former WWE diva Terry Runnels visit our station here in Wilmington, North Carolina, promoting the Masters of Ring Entertainment Fan Expo that took place this past Saturday. I was able to convince my boss to let me come out of reporter retirement, if you will, to cover this, and he did. And so I show up Saturday at 9 o'clock and met Bambi Weevil, the booker and promoter of Masters of Ring Entertainment. And she set us up with Diamond Dallas Page, a real class act, and just a very down-to-earth human being. Everything you see in the Jake the Snake documentary, like, he's that legitimate of a person.
That's
in
great.
Real life. Kevin Nash, great as well. You know, you could tell he was kind of tired in the morning, but you know, still very cool. Took a photo with me. Jeff and Karen Jarrett. Now, there's a couple I was surprised was as nice as they were, because Jarrett comes off very brash as a heel on television, but they're very down-to-earth people. Turns out he watches our morning show when he's in Wilmington, so I got a huge kick out of that. Matt Sydal, who you might remember as Evan Bourne from
awesome.
WWE. Yeah, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did. That's awesome.
Okay, good. Well, he actually wasn't. So he backed out at the last second. His wife had a baby, so congratulations to them, but they backed out. And so instead, I was blessed with, what does everybody want?
Uh-oh. Oh, what does everybody need? Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Al was a joy to talk to. Of course, he's a fellow Ohio guy, so we bonded over that.
Right.
And, you know, all sorts of others. EC3, Game Storm, Awesome Kong, Kia Stevens was there. You know, just Angelina Love. A great night that culminated with the first ever Masters of Ring Entertainment Heavyweight Championship being won by James Storm in a triple threat match again with Jeff Jarrett. and EC3. I mean, we're talking great matchup.
That's absolutely mind-blowing.
And if you guys want to check out the story I did on it,
of course,
go find me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/TV's Gabe Ross. And it's on my Facebook page. You can also go to my station's website, WECT.com, and search for Masters of Ring Entertainment or Pro Wrestling. It'll be the first story that pops up.
So that's WCET.
And check it out.
WCET is the call sign?
WECT. Edward Charlie Tango.
Gotcha. Copy that. WECT. And if you live in the Wilmington area, make sure you check out. Are you still doing weather over there?
No, I actually my job's now behind the scenes.
Oh wow!
I kind of hung up my on air boots a couple of years ago, and that's actually how I got my start in indie wrestling. That was after the 2012 election. I decided I don't want to cover news anymore, and got into indie wrestling, and then got back into the news business as a manager.
Oh wow! That's
crazy story, right?
I want to, you know what, on one of these episodes of Small Package coming up,
we're going to have to get the full behind the Ross.
Yeah, that's great. That's that'll be the name of it. It'll be like a Small Package special presentation, Behind the Ross. The Ross sauce.
Sounds good to me.
I like the Ross sauce even better.
The Rossening.
Yeah, that's a good one. We'll come up with the name for it. It took us long enough to figure out Monday Night Ross, and that was just like, should have been right in front of us this entire time.
But come on, that's easy, yeah.
So make sure to check out Gabe's Facebook. You can find his personality page, TV's TVS, Gabe Ross, G-A-B-E-R-O-S-S. Same Twitter handle, at TV's Gabe Ross. Make sure to check him out. Gabe, thanks so much for your time. I know that it's you know, always late on a Monday, but appreciate you coming out again, and same time next week.
Same time next week. Corey, Bob, I appreciate it.
No worries. I actually will be I've just realized I'll be in New Jersey next week working on a movie, but I'm going to bring my podcast gear out, and I may not.
We'll figure something.
I may or may not actually have a way to watch Raw, but I'll definitely at least facilitate, but we'll have to see how it goes having both of you on a three-way call with me, but screw it, man. We'll figure it out. It'll work out. Gabe, thank you so much for coming out. Make sure to follow Gabe on Twitter at TV's Gabe Ross, Bob on Twitter at Bob Fackety. I'm on Twitter at CB Poindexter, and the two of us are on Twitter at Small Package POD, like podcast or the band. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Monday Night Ross. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.